This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason Mackey from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He joins us to tell us about today's announcement with the Pirates general manager. Jason, good morning. How is everything?
Good morning, guys. Great to talk to you. Hope you're having fun.
Yes, we are. We're having a great time. Tell us why Ben Cherington is potentially the right hire.
Well, I think on the outside, or maybe somebody looking at this thing, on the surface might say, well, he's a big market GM. You know, he's only been with the Red Sox and spent a ton of money and whatever. And I think there's more to it than that. Honestly, what he did the worst in Boston was spend money. And I don't think it was all on his own volition. I think a lot of it was sort of forced upon him with some of those contracts he gave out. But what Ben Cherington did there that I really like here is player development. Player identification, he drafted well. He has a strong understanding on how to get more out of guys and really likes doing that. He also has a very good eye for talent, has sort of a disparate background, but definitely has some scouting in there, and has been able to identify international players who make good signings. Later round draft picks, he's been able and willing to hold on to guys in trades. People are asking for him, and he's not willing to give them up. So it's a better eye for talent, organizationally, what he believes in, leadership-wise. I think it's more of a personality that the Pirates need right now in terms of I did a piece over the weekend where he talked a lot about, quote, shared purpose, unquote. And I think that's kind of what they need right now, somebody that believes in that stuff, maybe a little bit stronger.
Well, Jason, I'm going to stay on the surface here for just a second because the other finalist, or one of the other finalists, as we understand it, was what, Matt Arnold,
yep,
whose background involves Milwaukee and Tampa Bay, which to me, and again, on the surface, seem like, you know, why did they not choose him? Because that seems like exactly the kind of a background that you would want in a Pirates general manager.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a fair question. I thought Matt Arnold would make a perfect general manager for the Pirates, and I think a lot of people did, and I think Matt Arnold will probably be a general manager sooner rather than later. But I can tell you that they really liked the World Series experience that Ben Cherington brought, and just where he's been, who he knows, how he's thought of, and also something that they really need right now that Cherington has done, and they're going to have to do it a little bit differently, but the ability to resuscitate a team, the ability to reboot quickly. Like Cherington took over, and Jim, you would know this, you know, with your background up there, the whole chicken and beer thing, and they're a mess and they stink, and all of a sudden they have that off season, and Cherington goes 7-for-7 in free agent signings and gets the right guys in there, and then they win the World Series. I mean, I don't think they're going to spend as much on players. I don't think they're going to, you know, be expecting to win the World Series, but they need somebody to come in here and turn this thing around quickly, I think, and Cherington has much more of a background doing that than Arnold does.
Time right now is 8:07, brought to you by KDKA Television. It's new comedy followed by a new All Rise and Bull tonight on KDKA TV. Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joining us. Okay, I don't know if the criticism is fair or if it isn't, but it is something that you hear, is Ben Cherington is simply a younger Neil Huntington. Obviously, you've heard that he's the same guy as Neil Huntington. Tell me why that's fair, why it's unfair, why it's accurate, or why it's not.
Yeah, that's a good topic. And I know when Cherington's name surfaced as a candidate, I got messages from two people that knew both and basically saying, yeah, this is Neil 2.0. The more I've dug into Cherington's background and talked to more people who know him and what he's all about and read, you know, his backstory and where he's come from, I don't know if I agree with that. I really like, and this is where I think they maybe differ a little bit, Cherington's willingness to admit mistakes and move on from them rather quickly. Cherington's ability to sort of openly say, hey, this didn't work, we learned from it, we're going to pivot in a different direction. And I can compare it to my former life covering Jim Rutherford and what he was able to do, and the Pirates need more of that. They need more of the, we screwed up, we're going to be honest with ourselves, and we're going to move on. And so I think that comparison gets made because of their background. You know, they're both Mark Shapiro guys, as seemingly everybody is, and they started together, and they went to Amherst, and they're from New Hampshire and all this stuff. Like, they're similar backgrounds. But in terms of process, in terms of how they go about doing their job and what they think about, you know, coworkers, a vision for a front office, like, are we going to be open and inclusive, or are we going to border on secretive and try to be careful to not completely slam Neil, but I think there's some stuff there that the Charrington is very good at about bringing people together that I do think the Pirates lacked.
Now, Jason, no surprise Friday when word came down that Kyle Stark was let go, and because you figured he was going to move on someplace, but is that, I mean, how many other dominoes are going to fall here? Is Charrington going to come in and completely clean house? How would you expect him to operate?
Well, I think it's going to be a blend of the two. I do think they would like to keep Kevin Graves. They have a very high opinion of him. I would not be surprised to see him stay. I also think that he's going to want, and he meaning Charrington, is going to want, you know, a right-hand man that he knows he's comfortable with and he really likes. Eddie Romero is a name that I've heard thrown around. He's up in Boston, been there for 18 years, something like that, and has had a lot of success. He's one of the guys that has chiefly been in charge of their international signings along with Charrington. The only thing that I've had posited my way is some skepticism whether or not Boston's going to let Romero come down here and whether Romero would basically make kind of a sideways move. So if it's not Romero, I expect it to be somebody in that sort of vein, you know, an up-and-coming number two lieutenant guy for Charrington. I don't think he's going to completely blow it up and start from scratch, but somebody like Larry Broadway, who's in charge of their minor league operations, I would not be surprised to see them move on from him, and I would not be surprised to see them make sort of some go in a little bit of a different direction in terms of their drafting and development.
For me, this makes John Farrell immediately rise to the top of the list as someone you should watch out for to be the Pirates' next manager, Jason.
I see why you're going there, Colin, and I think they certainly should talk to him, and I think, you know, he's a Charrington guy, very close to Charrington, and it would make a lot of sense. The only thing that I worry about is Farrell was managing a much different team in Boston than he's going to get here. Like, if you have the utmost confidence that he's going to be able to handle all of the young guys they have and get them to develop, great. But, you know, and I know we've gone back and forth about somebody like Don Kelly, and I don't think Don Kelly's going to be managing the Pirates, but somebody like that who can, you know, bring along some of these younger guys, you know, even a Derek Shelton who's done it. I like those guys too. So, I mean, I would certainly toss Farrell into the mix, but it's just that, you know, getting through to the younger players crowd. Not that I don't think Farrell can do it, just is there somebody else out there who can maybe do it a little better?
Jason, to get back to kind of the payroll angle of this and how Charrington is used to working with a monstrous payroll, is there any chance here that he took the job with the understanding that the budget is going to increase and he would have at least a little bit of attitude to compete for some veteran free agents?
Well, I would think it's open a little bit. I mean, I think it's only going to be so much. I know when we talked to Bob Nutting, and I think you guys had the same topic of conversation come up in your meeting with him about sort of sliding dollars around and talking about maybe moving something from, you know, the development in the Dominican Republic over to the major league product. Like, you're going to spend only so many dollars, but they're going to look at how they allocate those dollars. So you might see something of that ilk. I don't think Ben Charrington took this job with the idea that his payroll was going to be like $70 million. I'm not sure he would be willing to do that. But how much higher than that it goes, I don't know. I don't think they're going to go up to 120. But I think Ben Charrington, and he has a history of this, can kind of push ownership for the right hires. And what I mean by that practically is if Ben Charrington goes into Bob Nutting's office and says, like, look, we need a catcher. We need this guy. This is the right guy. Here's why he's the right guy. I do think he'll have the latitude to make those sorts of moves.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Not that this is ultra important, but I do think in this time when the Pirates essentially need to be rebranded, that I think it is of some importance. How has Ben Charrington, you've been told, his pipeline to information? How is he with the media? How will his radio show be on the weekends? Will he talk around answers? That was a lot of the criticism with Neil Huntington, that you got the same answer every time. Will he be forthright, open, and honest with the ticket-buying population?
So that was another one of my concerns when somebody was saying, you know, Neil 2.0. And so that's kind of what I did this weekend, and read interviews he gave and listened to comments he made. I don't think he's going to be like Neil Huntington, Colin. And I think there's enough of an organizational realization on how that stuff came off, you know, insulting, condescending, whatever, that he's not going to be like that. I don't think he's going to be Jim Rutherford, few are, but he's got a very insightful way of speaking that is simultaneously honest and simple, and I like it. Like, he will give wordy answers. That is one thing I noticed, but he will usually give wordy answers that are coherent and at least somewhat revealing. He doesn't talk in like this weird corporate speak that fans are just going to be infuriated by. I think there's a certain acceptance of that, you know, fans maybe aren't going to get every answer all the time because there's only so much he can say, but I do think he's going to come off a lot better than Neil did. I think fans are going to like this guy. I really do. I think the biggest fuss against him, or whatever the term is for that, right? It's going to be right now, and the more they get to know him, the more they'll like him.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, we thank you so very much. I'm sure we'll talk again in the coming days after this hire is made and down the road. So, Jason, thank you so much. Big day today, busy day today, and thank you for your time.
All right, gentlemen. Take care. Thanks for having me.
All right.
All right, see you, Jason.
It is going to be interesting. I do think that that's more important than people will let on initially. Obviously, you want to procure talent. You want to spend money. But there needs to be a rebranding with this city right now. People need to trust the organization again.
I agree. Bob Nutting, and like Jay said, we talked with him, and he said we need to be more transparent about the way we go about things. So we'll see.
But the guy you talk to most, other than the manager, is the general manager.
Right, because he does have the radio show once a week. But, you know, when things aren't going well and you hear the same thing, then it just sounds that much worse. When things are going well and you hear the same stuff, it's like, oh, this guy's great.
I give credit to Neil Huntington for talking every Sunday, but there were times where people, you could feel them wanting to punch their wall. Where people said, like, the answer isn't the same answer. I'm going crazy here.
I've listened to that show weekly, so so my walls are still intact because I didn't want to hurt my hand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.